Welcome to the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. I'm Naftali Herman, and on behalf of the Orthodox Union, I thank you so much for joining us today for this daily pause to our day, a moment to come together from across the globe to pray, to daven for the needs of Am Yisrael. Trying something new today. I took my basic template, the text that I use each day for the call, which at this point I could do in my sleep. I put it into ChatGPT and said, revise my daily text of how I lead the daily call. Revise the script. So we're going with the ChatGPT version today to kind of revise my words, and we'll see how it goes. Today, Yom Shlishi, the 16th day of Menachem Av, we unite in tefillah and prayer for those listed in our daily email, including the five children, Chaya, Yael, Shoshana, Bath, Chana, Fredel, Halini, Orna, Das, Chain, Chana, Tinok, Ben, Chama, Devorah, Tinok, Ben, Tziona, Sara, who just got out of the hospital, Baruch Hashem, and the birth will be, I believe, next week, and Raya, Bas, Michal. We also remember all those being held captive, Arvin, Yitanel, Ben, Sonia, Tziona, in Iran, and of course, our precious brothers and sisters held hostage in Gaza. It is a great honor to introduce Rabbi Michael Talbis of Congregation Zichron Mordechai in Teaneck, New Jersey. Rabbi Talbis will share words of chizuk and recite five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Following this, we will recite the Achenu, both recited in Hebrew and translated into English, and then the Mishaberach for Sahal, the Mishaberach for the Shvuyim, and Rabbi Talbis will conclude with the Mishaberach for Cholim, and pause, giving each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. To receive our daily Tehillim call reminder email, please subscribe at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim call. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Talbis.
Thank you very much, and welcome everybody. Having observed Tisha B'Av just this past Tuesday, a week ago today, we have now entered into the period of the seven special weeks in between Tisha B'Av and Rosh Hashanah, the last 7 weeks of the Jewish calendar year, Tavshin Pei Dalad, 5784. We anticipate Rosh Hashanah and the arrival of Tavshin Pei Hei, 5785, which we certainly hope will be a better year in all ways for all of us and for all of Klal Yisrael. During these 7 weeks, during the seven Shabbosos of these weeks, we read a series of special haftaras, which are collectively referred to as the Shiva de Nechemta, seven special haftaras of comfort or of consolation. Generally speaking, during most of the year, when we read a haftarah on Shabbos following Kriyas HaTorah, the particular passage from Navi, which is selected for the Haftarah, has something to do with the Parashas HaShavua. There's a thematic connection between what's read in the as a Haftarah from Navi and what's read in the Torah. Sometimes the thematic connection is more obvious than other times, but there is always some sort of thematic connection. However, sometimes during the course of the year, we read not something which is connected to Sedra, Minyana de Sidra, but rather which is Minyana de Yoma, something which has something to do with the season or that time of year. We know we read certain special haftaras in the weeks before Purim and Pesach, and we have other occasions we read special haftaras, if it's Hanukkah or something along those lines. But these 7 weeks, these special haftaras are obviously assigned to a special time of year. These seven haftaras, the Shiva Nechemta, are not related directly to the Parashas HaShavua. Of course, one can always look and find certain connections, but they were selected because in the aftermath of Tisha B'Av, we need comfort, we need consolation as we approach the end of the year and the beginning of the new year with Rosh Hashanah. And so we select seven passages, all coming from the Navi Yeshayahu. And these seven haftaras, the Shiva Nechemta, contain many famous psukim that relate to consolation, to comfort, and to the glory that is yet to come for all of Klal Yisrael and for Yerushalayim, and so on. Again, a perfect follow-up to Tisha B'Av and a perfect lead-up to the beginning of the new year, Rosh Hashanah. We hope that Tichlo Shana V'Kilosel, the old year and all its bad things and all its curses will disappear, and Tachlo Shana V'Chosel, the new year, will bring with it many, many brachas. So the first of the seven special haftorahs, the Sheva Nechriv, Sheva Nechemta, is the haftorah we read this past Shabbos, which begins with the famous words, Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami. Of course, the Shabbos is nicknamed Shabbos Nachamu, based on those words. And it's the word Nachamu, of course, and the word Nechama, meaning comfort or consolation, is repeated. It says it twice, Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami. And many of the Mefarshim are troubled. Why say it twice? We get the point. Nachamu, we're coming, Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to comfort us, to console us. So why does that have to say Nachamu, Nachamu, why twice? I'd just like to present a suggestion. There are many answers, but present one suggestion that I saw in the name of the Munkachi Rebbe, who suggests along the following lines. I'm just adapting it a little bit. There are actually two types of comfort. There are two ways that one can console somebody else. When people are down, when they're dejected, when they're upset, when they're depressed, when they're anxious, there are two ways to confront, to comfort, or to console somebody. One way is to do it through a logical, rational explanation. You try to tell the person, not that it can't be said, people are sad, but you can explain to the person in a rational, logical, reasonable way that overall things are good, overall it'll be okay, the person will be able to recover from whatever is setting him back, and you encourage the person to look at things, look at a bigger picture, look at something beyond that which is confronting you right now. That's one way to bring about comfort or consolation. Again, it doesn't mean that the person is not going to be sad, is not going to be depressed, but you can sometimes bring a person out of anxiety or out of difficulty by trying to explain to him or to her that there is a bigger picture here, there is something we don't understand right now, but maybe I can explain it to you. And that's one type of nechama which HaKadosh Baruch Hu offers. That's one type of nachamu. He tells us that there's going to be a time where we will understand many of the things that we don't understand right now. There are many things that we see that happen both to us individually and to us as members of a community and so on that we don't understand. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, Nachamu, there's going to come a time I'm going to be able to comfort you, console you by explaining to you that this is all part of a bigger picture. And by way of an example, if a person, Rachman Al-San, has to have emergency surgery for something or other, and surgery is a risky procedure, it's a difficult procedure, and if you looked only at that snippet of the person's life when he or she is on the operating table, you wonder, why would the person do such a thing? Why subject oneself to pain and to a long recovery and so on? But of course, if you look at the bigger picture, and you see that as a result of this procedure, Baruch Hashem, whatever the problem was, has been taken care of, and now the person can live a long, healthy life, then you realize that in the long run it made sense, even though at that particular moment it was very, very difficult. And so one form of nachamu, one form of comfort that HaKadosh Baruch Hu offers us is the idea that there's going to come a time where we will understand the suffering and we will realize that all of this was part of a bigger plan. That is one way that one can sometimes console somebody. But there's another way as well. Sometimes it's got nothing to do with logic, nothing to do with rationale, but rather simply telling the person, I'm here for you, I'm with you, I've got your back. And that, too, is comforting for somebody. There's no logic, and I'm not going to be able to explain anything. Sometimes a person doesn't want to hear any explanations or is not going to understand any explanations. What the person needs is somebody telling him, I'm here for you, I'm consoling you. And the fact is, Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami Yomar Elokeichem, the Pasuk says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is comforting us. That itself is a form of consolation. Kadosh Baruch Hu telling us he is with us. He's here. He understands what we're going through, and he's there for us. So that's perhaps, suggests the Munkachi Rebbe, why we find the word Nachamu twice. There are two different types of consolation. One is based on logic and reason and rationale. The other is simply based, if you will, on love, on somebody telling you, I'm here for you. I understand you're going through a different time. And sometimes that provides a great comfort as well, even though the situation remains bleak, and even though the person still doesn't understand what's going on. And sometimes that's exactly the consolation you need. And so HaKadosh Baruch Hu offers us both, plural, I mean, not plural, but double language, Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami, both types of comfort, both types of consolation. Just to share with you a story along these lines that illustrates the point. And the story is told of a person who comes to his Rebbe or to his Rav, let's assume it's his Rebbe, whatever it is, or his Rav, and he's crying to him, and he's saying, you know, my brother is deathly ill, and he is suffering, and I'm wondering, why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do this? My brother is such a wonderful person. He's a Balmidos, and he's kind, and he's sweet, and he helps other people, and he observes mitzvahs. I can't understand why HaKadosh Baruch Hu does this. you know, on a personal level, I just had the opportunity a couple of weeks ago to lead a group of people on a trip to Poland. And of course, one of the questions one asks when visiting some of the sites where terrible things took place is, where was HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Actually, the Torah predicts that people are going to ask this. Plus, it says in Parshas Hazino, we're going to say, Ey Elokeinu, where is our God? Where is the God that we trusted in? And it's a normal question to ask. This person was asking his Rebbe or his Rav, where is HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing this? I don't understand. Why should my brother suffer like this? And the Rebbe responded to him, do you want an answer or do you want a hug? Sometimes the person simply needs a hug. There's not an answer that's going to comfort us. You give the person a hug. You share a simple word, or you simply communicate that to the person that you're there for that person. That's also a type of nechama. And it's our collective hope that as we go through and continue to go through all the challenges and all the difficulties, again, both individually and this year, in really unprecedented in the lifetime of most of us, the type of suffering we've experienced as Klal Yisrael, we are awaiting that celestial hug, that message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I'm here. May it come during these weeks of the Shiva Nechemta as we anticipate and eagerly await the beginning of a year, which should be better. Tochel Shana B'Chosel, the new year, and those brachas should come upon us. That should happen. B'mehera V'yameinu. Now recite the Tehillim, beginning with Tehillim Chof. L'Amnateach Mizmor L'David, Yan Charmai B'yom Tzores Agev, Hashem Ala Yaakov, Yishlach Ezecho Mikodesh V'mitzion Yisadeko, Yizkor Kol Minchosecho V'yolo Asecho Yidash V'naselo, Yitain Lecho Achil Vavecho V'chol Atzvotcho Yimalei, Niranana Bishua Secho V'shem Elohimu Nigo, Yimalei Aronai Kol Mishalo Secho. Ato Yadati Ki Yoshi Aronai Mishicho, Yaneho Mishmei Kodcho, Bidvuros Yehi Shayamino, Elev Arechev, Elev Asusim, Anachnu, V'shem Elohimu Nazkir, Eimo Koro V'nafolo, Anachnu Kamnu V'niso Dod, Aronai Yoshiyo, HaMelech Yaneinu V'yom Karenu. Of Gimel 23. Mizmor LaDavid, Adonai Rewi Lo Echzor, Binoz Deshi Arbi Tzeini, Almei Menuchos Yina Aleini, Nafshi Yishoveid, Ancheini, V'magli Tzedek Laman Shemo, Gam Ki Elech B'gei Tzamoves, Lo Yiroro Ki Atoi Modi, Shivtecho Mishantecho, Heimo Yina Chamuni, Taroch, Lefonai Shulchon Neged Tzoroi, Bishanto V'Hashem Roshi Kosi Revoyo, Ach Tov V'Chesed Yudefuni Kol Yimei Chayoi, Rishavti B'vei Saranoi, Lihorech Yomim. Tilim Kuf Chof Al, 121. Shilam Alos, Yisroenai Eleharim, Meyayin Yavo Ezri, Ezri Meyem Adonai, Yosei Shomayim Voret, Al Yitain Lamot Raglecho, Yanum, Shomarecho, Hinei Lo Yanum, Velo Yishon, Shomei Yisroel, Armai Shomarecho, Armai Tzilcho Al Yad Yeminecho, Yom HaMashemesh Lo Yakeko, V'yareach V'aloilo, Adonai Yishmor Chom Mikol Ra Yishmor Es Nafshecho. Adonai Yishmor Teisach Aveyecho Me'atav Arelam. Kuf Lamed 130. Shir Amalos Yima Amakim Kiros Ticha Adonai. Adonai Shima V'Koli Yitiyanoz Necho Kashuvot V'Kol Tach Adonai. Im Avonos Tishmor Yo Adonai Mi Amon. Ki Imecho Asilicho Lema'an Tivorei. Ki Vis Yadonai Kivisva Nafshi. Really, Baro, Hocholti, Nafshi Ladonoi, Mishomerim Laboker, Shomerim Laboker, Yachel Yisrael El Adonoi, Ki, Imanamai Achesed, Barbe, Mofidus, Uyvdes Yisrael, Mikola, when I saw. Ufman Bey is 142. Maskil David, Biosova, Noros, if he law, Koli Adonai Ezok, Koli Adonai Eskanon, Eshpoch lefonov sichi, torosi lefonov agid. Bisatei polai ruchi, ve'atol yodat, onesivosi, boroch zo alech, tom nufach li. Habeit yominu rei, vein li makir, ovad monos mimeni, ein deresh lanapshi. Zohakti elech, oran oyomar, ti atomachsi, chelki beretz hachayim. Hakshivo, vinosi, kidalo, timiod, Hatzileini merodafoi, ki omtu mimeni, hotzio mimasker nafshi lehodosis shemecho, biachtiru tzadikim, ki sigmol oloi. Achenu kol beis Yisrael hanasunim batzorah v'shivya ha'omidim bein bayom v'ein bayabosho ha'makom yirachem alayim v'yotzieh mitzorah l'vocha u'me'afela l'ora u'mishibit l'gula hashta ba'agala v'zman kariv v'namar amen. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity on sea or land, may the all present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly and soon, and let us say, Amen. Mishaberach, Avosenu, Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, Hu Yavarech Es Chayalei Tzva Gamal Yisrael, Anshei Kochos HaBitachon, Ha'omdim HaMishmar, Tenever Eloheinu, Migivul HaLevanon, Vabidbar Mitzrayim, Umiyan Hayam HaGadol, Ad Levo Horavo, Vachol Makom Shehem, Bayabosha, Ba'avir Vayom. We were able to more be on source, and the right to all had no Yisrael Shuya, as Kolachena and the Sunin Bat Pitzaro, the Shivya of Babur, Asher Kolakola, Kodosh Hashem, Yisbal, Baburam, Kodosh Baruch Hu, Malay Rachim, Malay Ham, the Otsem, the Choshech, the Tzamoves, whom also Sem Yina take, whom to Kosem, Yoshiim, Yoshiim, Mehera Lachek, Mishra Kosem, Yodul Arna Chastov, and Yisrael, and Neodam, the Kiyom, and Mikro Shakosov, of Luya Arna Yeshuvun, Uvau tiyam brina v'simchas olam roshom, tosan v'simchui asigo v'nosu yagam v'anocho, nomar amen. Mishaberach avoseno avon mitu Yaakov, Moshe Rehan v'shlomo, v'yvarech v'yirape es. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem Lachlimam Raposam Lachzikam Lachayosam Yishlach Lahem Mehera For Shlema Min HaShamayim L'chol Evreim L'chol Gideim L'sof Shor Chol Yisrael V'os HaNefesh V'os HaGuf Hashtra B'agav Zakanu V'nomar Amen. May He who blessed our fathers Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Moses, and Aaron, David, and Solomon, bless and heal all who are ill, on whose behalf we are praying. May the Holy One, blessed be He, be filled with compassion for them, to restore their health, cure them, strengthen and revive them, sending them a swift and full recovery from heaven to all their organs and sinews, amongst the other sick ones in Israel, the healing of the spirit and healing of the body, right now, swiftly and soon, and let us say, Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Talvis. Thank you for leading us today. We look forward to your return to the program in the near future. Please join us again for our next scheduled call tomorrow, Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern, as we continue to come together in prayer. I already got a text from one of our dear listeners who wrote, the time for an upgrade. I'm not sure if ChatGPT is a real upgrade here, but we'll see. May we all remain strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing comfort, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world.